Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you're over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, do remember to subscribe on that page. Also, when you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, do go to the store page as well, and check out some of the items that we have, well, on per your request, created for you, those that want to spark interest in sparking up conversations. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. Also, please do not forget about supporting us and keeping us out on the road. We'll be out back in Michigan in about 10 days here. We got about 7 events set up at this point, and then we're going to be in South Dakota after that. Hopefully in between there, Wisconsin as well. We're working on something with that as well. So we are out there doing the stuff, Mark 16:15. So sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you're on that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to the right side of the page. Let me slow down real quick for a moment. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you check out, people ask, they ask us all the time, so do you have resources, you know, to leave people with, to build them up in the faith? Of course we do. It's called Equipping the Saints. And if you check out Ephesians 4:11 and 12, that's exactly why we put it up. We have part 1, we have part 2, we have part 3, part 4, part 5, which aired on national television for over 42 weeks, but it is there to equip the saints. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. With that said, 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Look to the right of that. You'll find the morning show, right, with Tim Brown, and the afternoon show, right, with Bradley Dean, every single day, 7 days a week. Also check out beforeitsnews.com. I'm just going to go ahead and refresh this page, but go over to beforeitsnews.com, and when you go over there, you'll find us up on the left-hand side as well. Yes, of course, we're being censored. Again, on the left side of beforeitsnews.com, folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We are going to be talking about where does it say that. I'm going to bring you back to an issue I just had last Saturday at the Constitutional Party, and some immature one, some self-righteous froward one, wants to try to prove a point, missing the whole premise in question. I'll share that with you in just a moment as well. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. The point is made. I just went to a bank this morning. My wife went to the dentist, and I brought her there, and then I cruised over to the bank to make a deposit. While I was making that deposit at the bank, the guy looks at me and says, "Can I see your ID, please?" I said, what do you need my ID for? He said, because you're making a deposit, a cash deposit. It's small in number concerning the cash. They just refreshed the computers the day before at our local banks. In other words, friends, they're slowly tightening the noose. They want to take away all of your freedoms. They want to dictate every aspect of your life. Believe me when I'm telling you this. So I looked at him and I said, would you like some of my blood too? And he kind of chuckled at it a little bit. And I just said, I don't think it's funny. I said, it's absolutely amazing to me that you want my ID for everything I do. Now even making a deposit, not a withdrawal. But illegals can come into America and be paid to do it without proving who they are to anybody. The borders are wide open. You go through the TSA. They don't harass those that are here illegally, nor do they ask them to produce IDs. And by the way, I just want to remind you Americans that the TSA at the airports is a total violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights every step of the way. Going back to the bank, I said, you know, this kind of reminds me of the IRS. You know, they're trying to give away children credits. They want to give you a check every single month. They want to set the stage for full-blown 100% engaged, friends, communism. They want to make sure that they have given you all the money that they can. Why? To help your family? No. Cloward Piven, they're trying to break the system. Do you understand? Did you know that the IRS, when they started handing out these checks, which starts this month for your children, they want to hand you that check every single month. But did you know, and you don't have to do a thing, but did you know that if you wanted to opt out, you have to scan your face. You have to send them your IDs. Folks, how much more backwards can we become as a society? I don't know that we can. And this is a sure sign, again, that the judgments of God are increasing upon the people in this country for refusing to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, to keep us free. Put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, let me add to that. We all know that Facebook is attacking free speech, censoring free speech. Big tech companies have been doing it for years now in this country, and the American people still don't understand what George Washington meant when he said, if they take away your freedom of speech, you'll be as lambs led to the slaughter. And the American people don't understand how dangerous it is as to what's taking place in this country. Because they're settling for the greater peasers that they don't realize. You know, those that grill the big tech companies? Well, if you pull the curtain back, you're going to find out that the same ones that are grilling them are in fact responsible in part for giving them Section 230 to censor political speech. See, their opposition. Now, I want to add to this. They're adding insult to injury. Tim Brown just shared this with me this morning. Unconstitutional, of course. Did you know that the government now wants to engage in SMS carriers to dispel vaccine misinformation by vetting your text messages? I'm not kidding. America, do you see these criminals in government retreating, or do you see them advancing their agenda? All under the guise of the plandemic. Oh, go back to 2001, friends. September 11th. Look what they did there. They came up with something called the Patriot Act. Does it help Americans? Does it protect Americans? Just the exact opposite. Agencies have been set up to target those that refuse a global order. Do you not understand that? Put that up against Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. But they want to text. They want to go ahead and begin to censor your texts now, friends. I'm not making it up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again. I just want to kind of highlight some of the things that we were just talking about during the last segment, friends. Unconstitutional, yes. Let's go a step further. Illegal. This is called the Hegelian dialectic, which means they're pushing forward as many steps as the American people will let them. They're testing the American people. The communist slogan is, if you feel mush, proceed. They feel mush. Therefore, the American people are adding strength to tyranny step by step. They also know, the communists do, that if they feel your steel, they will retreat. They haven't felt their steel. That's exactly why they're going to continuously push forward until the American people push back. I just highlighted the fact that government to engage in SMS carriers to dispel vaccine misinformation. They want to vet your texts. See, what the problem is, friends, that they're having right now is when the big tech companies began to suppress the people on their platforms, they took to the streets. When you look at the book of Exodus, it's interesting to note that in chapter 1, that when the Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, God's children, Israel means God's fighters, by the way, it's interesting to note that the more that Pharaoh afflicted them, the more the children of Israel multiplied. Okay, so and this is just what's going to happen. The more we're suppressed and oppressed, the more the American people are just going to go outside of bounds and begin to reach the people a different fashion. Okay, and so what the bad guys are doing now is they're seeing people are doing that. And I got to tell you, friends, all over the country, I'm seeing more numbers day by day at every event that I do. Every one of them has been pretty much packed. Okay. And why is that? During Donald Trump's criminal administration, they weren't packed because the American people slept. See, they didn't realize that when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. They didn't realize that what Albert Pike said, from the head of the Masons back in the early 1900s, when he said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Okay, he's a part of the plan. Going forward, friends, what's happening? Well, the places are packing out again, friends, and I praise God for it. People are talking, friends. The more the government tells them not to do something, the more the people are responding in rebellion, or should I say defiance, towards tyranny. And that's exactly the emulation that we need to take place when it comes to our forefathers. But that's what's happening, okay? But look at this, friends. Now, because they're losing control of the narrative, which they lost a long time ago, by the way. At the beginning, they had it, and then they lost it shortly thereafter because of guys like me across the United States telling people like you the truth as to what's going on globally. And it's not going their direction, friends. They're scared to death right now. Only to prove the point one more time, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, government to engage in SMS carriers to dispel vaccine misinformation by vetting your text messages. Absolutely illegal every step of the way. Folks, what the big tech companies are doing, absolutely illegal every step of the way. Now they're going to take it another level, to another level. Are you going to let them do it, Americans? Because I can't do it for you. Now they're going to your carriers. You know, this all reminds me of when I first began to talk about the censorship going on in the country. I remember talking to a business owner, and he's a wealthy dude. And I told him about the censorship going on in Facebook and big tech companies. He said, well, it's their platforms. I said, see, the problem you're having is they don't have the freedom to violate law. They're subversive organizations. They're trying to set an un-American narrative in this country. Do you realize that? They're advocating hate speech as anybody that speaks in accordance with law concerning the agendas that they're trying to push. And that on so many different levels. America, let me say this. Let me just cry it out from the housetops. Let me blow the trumpet as loud as I can. This is dangerous. This is tyranny. To the fullest extent, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for them to get worse than what they are? Because you can rest assured they will. They will wax worse and worse just the way that Scripture tells us to. We are a people ruled by law in this country under God. And if we fail to do that, well, it's been said either we're one nation under God or we're going to be one nation gone under. This, let me say it again, is criminal. Going on in this alliance, this criminal conspiracy, attempting to drive the narrative one direction. And if you dare question their narrative, by the way, I can stop right there and say this. Can you show me a law, Americans, where the government has delegated authority to suppress their own constituents that entrusted them to be incumbent in the first place? You can't find it. Just the exact opposite. And let me make reference to it again. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And if you don't want to do it, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this really quick while I have the time. Yesterday I was talking about what was going on concerning another criminal politician who was recently charged with 11 counts of felonious activities concerning his crimes against children. I showed this to you yesterday right here. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I titled it, this should come as no surprise, another politician exposed for crimes against children. Crimes against children, friends. And don't sit there and tell me about it's the end times. Nope, we have an opportunity to create a new world. If we love God enough to do it, He promises to give it. Remember Thomas Paine said that? Yeah, I do too. Exposed for crimes against children, they are the ones, in fact, pushing for what our laws condemn. Another one popped. I mean, we should come up with some songs. Another one popped again. Another one popped again, and another one popped, and another one popped again, and the American people sit back and allow it to happen. Who am I supposed to point the finger to concerning the responsible party? They, the government? Because you are the government, and whatever they do, your reflection is all over it for you tolerating their crimes. Period. I want to show you a short video that I didn't get time to share with you yesterday. Oh, and I wanted to tell you too, friends. Yeah, you know what? Let me see if I can pull it up during the break. But I'm going to go ahead and play this video audio for you. And what it is, friends, is 87 politicians that have been exposed for their crimes against children naming names. While you were being distracted again by the mainstream media, 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography. He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking.
Okay, so folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come right back to this because I'm naming names. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of people telling everybody what the problems is or are, and they fail to deal with them. I'm giving you names, friends. These, by the way, have been prosecuted. These are the ones that have been caught. Just think about how many of those that have not been caught. They're the ones trying to rule the roost over your lives even today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Texas Democrats who broke quorum can expect a visit from law enforcement. The State House acted on Tuesday in support of their plan that involves having a sergeant-at-arms try to get all missing members back, even if it's through arrest warrants. Many of those Democrats in Washington, D.C., arriving late Monday night via a private plane. Texas Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett calling on federal Democrats to act on the For the People Act.
We need the president and the vice president and every Democrat in this Senate working together to preserve American democracy.
The death toll at the South Florida condo collapse is now at 95. The Miami-Dade County mayor saying the medical examiner's office is playing a key role in the ongoing recovery mission as it takes time to identify human remains. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is getting a neurological condition warning.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Patients reported developing the syndrome after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among more than 12.5 million doses administered. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two Ohio hospital workers are on leave after a transplant patient received the wrong kidney. University Hospitals officials in Cleveland say the kidney is compatible for the person who got it, but the other patient now has their surgery delayed. The mix-up happened on July 2nd, and the hospital is trying to figure out what happened. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You can prevent wildfires.
All right, what I'm going to do is, by the way, if you want to jump on, I see some callers up right now. Just hold on a second. Let me finish this next point, and then I'll pull you up. 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Or Before It's News, my friend Michael's. Page over there, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I want to resume the video that I was playing, 87 politicians and others within entrusted positions, delegated authority by we the people that have been busted and exposed for their crimes against children. I'm going to continue this vein, and let's continue on here. Hopefully. I don't know what happened there. There
Nelson pleaded Rick guilty Nelson. To 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl. Former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Schute, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual
assault. These are politicians that have been busted committing crimes against children.
Child abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. activist and fundraiser Terrence Bean was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex abuse in a case involving a 15-year-old boy. And when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Aide to Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosato, pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography.
This is what Americans are tolerating.
New Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography.
These are the ones that are trying to criminalize you, Americans.
Chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Kentucky pled guilty to child sex trafficking, and on February 11th, 2018,
Donald Trump
sentenced to serve 20 years in prison.
Donald Trump's guy.
Senator Ralph Shorty was indicted on 4 counts of human trafficking and child pornography.
You
he pleaded guilty to 1 count of child sex trafficking in exchange for the dropping of the other charges. Anti-abortion activist Howard Scott Heldreth is a convicted child rapist in Florida. Judge Mark Pazahanek pleaded no contest for fondling a 10-year-old girl and was sentenced to 10 years probation.
Yep. He's one of us, right?
Legislator Edison Misla was sentenced to 10 years in prison for raping his daughter between the ages of 9 and 17 years old.
Yeah, they're this sick, friends. They're this sick.
Mayor Philip Gordano is serving a 37-year sentence in federal prison for sexually abusing 8 and 10-year-old girls. Senator Strom Thurmond, a notable racist, had sex with a 15-year-old black girl, which produced a child.
My goodness.
Anti-gay activist Robert Bauman was charged with having sex with a 16-year-old boy
yep.
that he picked up at a gay bar.
Yep.
Committee Chairman Jeffrey Patty was arrested for distributing a video clip of a 5-year-old girl being raped. Preacher Stephen White, who demanded a return to traditional values, was sentenced to jail after $20 to a 14-year-old boy for permission to perform oral sex on him. Anti-gay activist Earl Butch Kimmerling was sentenced to 40 years in prison for molesting an 8-year-old girl after he attempted to stop a gay couple from adopting her. Candidate Richard Gardner admitted to molesting his 2 daughters.
Boy, that's
Young
great.
Republican Federation Nicholas Elizondo molested his 6-year-old daughter and was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Wow, but the media's promoting this, friends. The government's promoting this.
Transferring obscene material.
This is who's promoting it, friends. Do you see? Do you understand?
And sending Twitter.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree. They're showing you who they are. That's why they're advocating it.
Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is being criminally prosecuted and civilly sued.
Doesn't this enrage you, Americans?
That was well known.
To make you angry?
Hollywood, including underage sexual activities with aspiring actresses. Mayor of Racine, Wisconsin, Gary Becker, was convicted of attempted child seduction, child pornography, and other child sex crimes.
Sick jokers, man.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray resigned after multiple
accusations in hell
of child
as well.
Sex abuse, which were levied against him, including by family members. New York Congressman Fred Richmond was arrested in Washington, D.C. for soliciting sex from a 16-year-old boy. Spokesperson for Subway, Jared Fogle, was convicted of distribution and receipt of child pornography and traveling to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor. State Department official Carl Kerry, under Hillary Clinton's State Department, was arrested on 10 counts of child porn possession.
These are the people that call me haters.
Maine Assistant Attorney General James Cameron was sentenced to over 15 years in federal prison for 7 counts of child porn possession, receipt, and transmission. State Department official Daniel Rosen, under Hillary Clinton's State Department, was arrested and charged with allegedly soliciting sex from a minor over the Internet. State Department official James Cafferty pleaded guilty to one count of transportation of child pornography.
Almost over. It just goes on.
Radio show host Bernie Ward pled guilty to one count of sending child pornography over the internet.
Look at that turkey gizzard,
Deputy
friends.
Deputy Attorney General from California, Raymond Liddy, was arrested for possession of child pornography.
Incredible. Incredible.
Hey, folks, I want you to think of this. These are the ones that were caught. And knowing all of this, the people should demand that the halls of government in this country be properly vetted. Americans, it is not enough to know the corrupt fruit on the branches. It is for we, the people, to now lay the axe to the root of the tree and cut it down for our posterity's sake. Folks, for them that are asking, how is it that they feel so free to commit the crimes that they do, namely against our children? I know not, but I can tell you scripturally, friends, it's not a good place to go. When you look at Exodus 22 and you look at verse 23, it says, of the fatherless child, if thou shalt afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless.
Whoa!
Well, taking it to the New Testament now, friends, in Luke 17, it tells us, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he was cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. And so it is.
So there we have it, friends. That's what's happening. These are just the ones that got caught. We're on topic. I'm going to take Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you. I'm a little jacked about what I'm watching and hearing, but you know what? That's to be expected.
Oh, I know. It's just heartbreaking. A couple things. During the news, they talked about how now they admit that Johnson & Johnson causes heart problems and everything else, which we already knew that. But is Facebook going to take off the it's safe warning now because it's not safe any longer?
Well, you need to understand, Dan, not suggesting that you don't understand, but see what happens is, and this is why I continuously highlight this, you have the fox in the chicken coop protecting each other. When you have Ted Cruz, when you have Trey Gowdy, when you have Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, Jim Jordan, or any one of these great American appeasers grilling these big tech companies and it goes nowhere, that's merely put in place to appease the American people to believe that the government is taking care of it, when in fact, many of those people, in part or in whole, have in fact given them Section 230 to protect themselves concerning their crimes so they're never exposed for them. So they're in this together. The American people must demand justice. The American people must vet these people according to their records and the fruit that they have produced, Matthew 7:16, because without it, America will be lost.
Oh, absolutely. And a couple of things I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if you've heard this, but Ted Cruz, you just mentioned his name, on his Twitter feed, he said in these exact words, it's time to end mask mandates for fully vaccinated Americans on airplanes.
That's right.
So
they were the ones that helped. That's right. They were the ones helping them kick the can down the road. Keep in mind, these were also the people complaining about them at first. And obviously what they are is they are appointed to kick the can and deceive the American people so they can continuously push forth this agenda. And you just exposed it for what it was. These are the people that fail to stop what the American people call the left, only to find out those on the right are the left helping their fellow members in government to continue their crime spree towards the American people. So no surprise here, Dan, in any sense of the word. Ephesians 4:14, by the way. Go ahead.
Donald Trump's speech in Ohio when he was doing that campaign thing, he mentioned that Mike DeWine is a great governor, and then he also called it the Trump scene and he's proud of himself, and he spent 11 minutes talking about the vaccine.
Nobody's
on his hand.
Oh, he's the one that opened up the curtains for the clowns in the circus of politics on a global basis. Of course, he's the one that started this whole propaganda spree. We know that. Dan, I totally appreciate
it. Can I bring up one other thing?
Yep, I can. Then hold up until the other side of the break. Got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to get back to the main topic. We were talking about a couple of things during the first and second segment concerning the vaccines and censorship. And Dan from Ohio called in, and he's got one more point to make. So go for it, Dan.
Okay, I just wanted to prove a point about what you were talking about. So there was six of us today at lunch sitting outside at work, and I didn't have to bring it up because I already know how these people feel, but... But one guy mentioned about the door-to-door going and talking about if you've had the jab and stuff. Well, three different people said, oh, thank God we've already had ours. We don't want to deal with all that. Not even with a thought of how unconstitutional, how wrong it is. And these are supposedly conservative people that you would normally think would stand up for our rights. But instead, you know, they're just happy they got there so they don't have to deal with it. That's all I wanted to bring up, Bradley.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And the patheticness is awful.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, and they don't, to be quite honest with you, my friend, they don't deserve the freedoms that they have, to say the least. They are there to do nothing to stand up against tyranny, so they are now going to subject their kids to it, and rest assured that's what's on its way if the American people do not soon put a stop to it. Here, listen, for anybody that thinks maybe, well, Bradley, you're being a little too extreme with all this, let me just ask you one question. Those that serve we the people, are they not there to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution? Laws that we delegated them to uphold against crime or for crime? Against crime, of course. Can you show me, 1-866-582-9933, can anybody please show me the law that's been delegated to them by we the people that gives them the right to enforce that which is unconstitutional? 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And you can almost rest assured, friends, I'll get an email, I'll get a text, I'll get a phone message, because we got too many cowards out there that have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. And friends, that's exactly why they are losing their freedoms, because they don't care. It's just that simple. I want to show you something. And by the way, I'm going to get to my main topic concerning what I was going to talk about today. I have it right in front of me. As a matter of fact, it's in my heart, but I want to give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. And the topic today is, where does it say that? I'll get to that tomorrow. For the sake of running the time out today, because we have one more segment, something else came to my aid concerning the things that we're doing, kind of concerning the runoff from yesterday's show into today's show. And I'm talking about, well, I just showed you and shared with you 87 politicians who have been busted, friends, by name. We called them out by name, that have been busted for crimes against children. Okay. Now, it wasn't too long ago that we found out from the deceased, John McAfee, that while he opened up the back end of his design concerning his computer design, he opened it up and found all of the traffic concerning what was going on in American government. We played this audio probably 3 weeks for you. We played the video for you as well online and on the airwaves, so you could hear that John was the one saying it. And if you were on a social media platform, you could see what he was saying, and you could see that it was him saying it. But he said that he found when he opened up the computer, friends, what he found was that the government was in fact responsible for not only drug dealing. Okay, we've known that for decades in this country. Gary Webb lost his life for doing an expose during the Bush crime syndicate family when he was transferring power over to new drug lords because they knew how much money was being made, where they began to funnel in cocaine into L.A. Of course, they were zeroing in on the black population and the Hispanic population and the welfare kids. They laid upon the poor, friends. That's what wicked men do. But what they did is they sold cocaine. They targeted that area, and what they did is they took the proceeds from it and they actually armed their own insurrectionists through the CIA to take down another country. Okay, well, when Gary Webb came out and told the world that it was our government doing it, for some reason or another, you know, he's found dead in an apartment with two gunshot blasts to his head. Not one, two. And of course, they sold it to you that he committed suicide. Oh my goodness, friends, when are we going to put a stop to this negligence on our own part and start holding these people accountable? Oh, how they must be encouraged, to say the least. Well, one of the things that McAfee also brought up, friends, was the fact that when he opened up the government computer system, he also found that it was our government that was doing the human trafficking. Of course they are. Of course they are. Do your homework on the CPS. Matter of fact, we got a friend out in Montana that's going after the CPS because they're seeing what they're doing to children. Many of these children, friends, they just disappear, too, for those that didn't know. We know through Boys Town, we know through Watergate, which was a pedophile ring. Going forward, we know that during the sting operation, we found that 5,000 members of the Pentagon were downloading child pornography. You're being extorted. Okay, and these are the peoples that are attempting to criminalize you. Folks, the innocent are being criminalized by the guilty. Does that sound familiar? Well, also keep in mind, friends, going back to that, Paul Benazzi was one of the young victims out of those pedophile rings, and he began to name politicians. George Bush Sr. was one of them. Of course. Of course he was. So this is nothing new, friends. Nothing new at all.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when McAfee said that the government was responsible for human trafficking, of course there was no question about it in my mind, because Paul Benazzi told us that they were using the bad guys in the FBI to actually do, well, they would hire a guy out to commit the crime, and then once he would steal the children, if there was any sort of investigation, every time it came up to the FBI, the investigation stopped. Americans, and I'm talking about the bad guys in the FBI. Same thing with the CIA. They operate in a compartmentalized version, friends, of operations systematically and methodically through those agencies, which, by the way, are unconstitutional. You know, the FBI, friends, are not there to protect the little guy from the big guy. No, what they are, in fact, responsible for is protecting the crimes of the big guy against the little guy. Just ask former FBI agents. Just ask former CIA agents. We've had them on the radio with us. Okay? What I want to show you is, while I was on the road, this came across my website. My media scroll. You know, when you pick up your phone, all of a sudden you get all the news. And then on top of it, you get, you know, probably 300 to 400 emails a day from people showing me what I need to share with you. Well, I have to vet through all that garbage every single day. But what I want you to see, friends, is this report coming out of Kentucky just recently, and I want you to pay attention to the details of this report, okay? I'm going to go ahead and play this out. If I can get this on here, sorry, forgive me.
From her kidnapped.
Listen
in Kentucky,
this.
Releasing a body cam video of officers rescuing a little girl from her kidnapper.
Brand new car.
Hello. It's okay.
The six-year-old had just been snatched off her bicycle. Thanks to a tip, officers were able to find that
by a young man.
It was tough. Yeah. You have kids.
It's overwhelming, very overwhelming, especially when you hear her crying and asking for her family.
The officers say it's a reminder for parents to talk to their
brand
kids
new car. Don't forget about the brand new car.
Lure them in.
Where did this loser get the brand new car, friends? You got to think about what's going on. They're being paid to do this. Who are they being paid to do this for, friends? Why would they try to steal a little six-year-old girl? Why are children disappearing in foster care? Why are children disappearing in the CPS? Why are people coming forward talking about children being sold out of Las Vegas on private auctions concerning American children going to foreign countries? When are you going to wake up, America? On the behalf of your kids, they're your responsibility. Where do you suppose this loser that rip that little girl, little six-year-old girl, off the bike. Where do you think he got the money to buy a brand new sports car? A loser like that ain't doing the right thing, and I can tell you that's for sure. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to sit in front of the judge. He's probably going to get his hand slapped, yet the Bible tells us that we are supposed to send kidnappers to their maker. You want to settle for man's commandments? Rest assured, this soft judge is going to produce another hardened criminal. And you can almost rest assured, friends, that he's connected to the very syndicates that I'm talking about right now. Because otherwise, you have to ask the question, where did he get the money for a brand new car like that? That car alone was probably $65,000. Stealing children. We should get some individuals, eyewitnesses on the radio so you can understand the severity of what is taking place, who's responsible for it, friends. But again, I just shared with you, friends, 87 politicians that have been busted for the crimes of pedophilia. This is at times, a very frustrating job, but folks, isn't this what radio's for? Isn't this what radio's for, is to wake up the people as to who the responsible party is? Are you going to keep letting the same responsible party concerning the crimes in America to continuously drive the narrative? Because if you do, you're undoing yourself, Americans. Love you enough to tell you the truth? We'll talk to you in 23. I will get to my main topic then. Hopefully. See ya. 1 John 3:18.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.